lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed. When lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed, and the great star early drooped in the western sky in the night, I mourned, and yet shall mourn with ever-returning spring. Ever-returning spring, Trinity, sure to me you bring lilac blooming perennial and drooping star in the west, and thought of him I love. Oh, powerful western fallen star. Oh, shades of night. Oh, moody, tearful night. Oh, great star disappeared. Oh, the black murk that hides the star. Oh, cruel hands that hold me powerless. Oh, helpless soul of me. Oh, harsh surrounding cloud that will not free my soul. In the dooryard, fronting an old farmhouse near the whitewashed palings, stands the lilac bush, tall growing, with heart-shaped leaves of rich green, with many a pointed blossom rising delicate, with a perfume strong I love, with every leaf a miracle. And from this bush in the dooryard, with delicate colored blossoms and heart-shaped leaves of rich green, a sprig with its flower, I break. In the swamp, in secluded recesses, a shy and hidden bird is warbling a song. Solitary the thrush, the hermit withdrawn to himself, avoiding the settlements, sings by himself a song. Song of the bleeding throat, death's outlet song of life. For well, dear brother, I know, if thou wast not granted to sing, thou wouldst surely die. Over the breast of the spring, the land, amid cities, amid lanes and through old woods, where lately the violets peeped from the ground, spotting the gray debris. Amid the grass in the fields, each side of the lanes, passing the endless grass, passing the yellow-speared wheat, every grain from its shroud in the dark brown fields uprisen, passing the apple tree blows of white and pink in the orchards, carrying a corpse to where it shall rest in the grave. Night and day, journeys a coffin. Coffin that passes through lanes and streets, through day and night with a great cloud darkening the land, with the pomp of the inlooped flags, with the cities draped in black, with the show of the states themselves as of crepe-veiled women standing, with processions long and winding and the flambeaux of the night, with the countless torches lit, with the silent sea of faces and the unbared heads, with the waiting depot, the arriving coffin and the somber faces, with dirges through the night, with a thousand voices rising strong and solemn, with all the mournful voices of the dirges poured around the coffin, the dim-lit churches and the shuddering organs, where amid these you journey, with the tolling, tolling bells' perpetual clang. Here, coffin that slowly passes, I give you my sprig of lilac. Not for you, for one alone, blossoms and branches green to coffins all I bring. For fresh as the morning, thus would I chant a song for you, O sane and sacred death. All over bouquets of roses, O death, I cover you over with roses and early lilies. But mostly and now the lilac that blooms the first, copious I break. I break the sprigs from the bushes, with loaded arms I come, pouring for you, for you, and the coffins all of you, O death. O western orb, sailing the heaven, now I know what you must have meant, as a month since I walked, as I walked in silence the transparent shadowy night, as I saw you had something to tell as you bent to me, night after night as you drooped from the sky, low down, as if to my side, while the other stars all looked on, as we wandered together the solemn night. For something, I know not what, kept me from sleep, as the night advanced, and I saw on the rim of the west how full you were of woe. As I stood on the rising ground in the breeze, in the cool, transparent night, as I watched where you passed and was lost in the netherwood black of the night, as my soul in its trouble dissatisfied sank, as where you, sad orb, concluded, dropped in the night and was gone. Sing on there in the swamp, O singer, bashful and tender. I hear your notes, I hear your call, I hear, I come presently, I understand you. But a moment, I linger. for the lustrous star has detained me. The star my departing comrade holds and detains me. Oh, how shall I warble myself for the dead one there I loved? And how shall I deck my song for the large, sweet soul that has gone? And what shall my perfume be for the grave of him I love? Sea winds, blown from east and west, blown from the eastern sea and blown from the western sea, till there on the prairies meeting, these and with these and the breath of my chant, I'll perfume the grave of him I love. Oh, what shall I hang on the chamber walls? And what shall the pictures be that I hang on the walls to adorn the burial house of him I love? Pictures of growing spring and farms and homes with the fourth month eve at sundown and the gray smoke lucid and bright, with floods of the yellow gold of the gorgeous indolent sinking sun burning, expanding the air, with the fresh sweet herbage underfoot and the pale green leaves of the trees prolific, in the distance the flowing glaze, the breast of the river, with a wind apple here and there, with ranging hills on the banks, with many a line against the sky, and shadows, and the city at hand with dwellings so dense, and stacks of chimneys, and all the scenes of life on the workshops, and the workmen homeward returning. Lo, body and soul, this land, my own Manhattan with spires, and the sparkling and hurrying tides, and the ships, the varied and ample land, the south and the north and the light, Ohio's shores and flashing Missouri, and ever the far-spreading prairies covered with grass and corn. Lo, the most excellent sun, so calm and haughty, the violet and purple morn with just felt breezes, the gentle, soft-born, measureless light, the miracles spreading, bathing all, the fulfilled noon, the coming eve delicious, the welcome night and the stars over my city shining, all enveloping man and land. Sing on, you gray-brown bird. Sing from the swamps, the recesses, pour your chant from the bushes, limitless, out of the dusk, out of the cedars and pines. Sing on, dearest brother. Warble your reedy song, loud human song with voice of uttermost woe. Oh, liquid and free and tender. Oh, wild and loose to my soul. Oh, wondrous singer. You only I hear. Yet the star holds me, but will soon depart. Yet the lilac with mastering odor holds me. Now, while I sat in the day and looked forth, in the close of the day, with its light and the fields of spring and the farmers preparing their crops, in the large, unconscious scenery of my land, with its lakes and forests, in the heavenly, aerial beauty, after the perturbed winds and the storms, under the arching heavens of the afternoon swift passing, and the voices of children and women, the many moving sea tides, and I saw the ships, how they sailed, and the summer approaching with richness, and the fields, all busy with labor, and the infinite separate houses, how they all went on, each with its meals and minutiae of daily usages, and the streets, how their throbbings throbbed, and the cities pent. Lo, then and there, falling upon them all, and among them all, enveloping me with the rest, appeared the cloud, appeared the long black trail, and I knew death, its thought, and the sacred knowledge of death. Then, with the knowledge of death as walking one side of me, and the thought of death close walking the other side of me, and I in the middle as with companions and as holding the hands of companions, I fled forth to a hiding, receiving night that talks not, down to the shores of the water, the path by the swamp in the dimness to the solemn shadowy cedars and ghostly pines, so still. And the singer, so shy to the rest, received me. The gray-brown bird, I know, received us comrades three, and he sang the carol of death, and a verse for him I love. From deep secluded recesses, from the fragrant cedars and the ghostly pines, so still came the carol of the bird. And the charm of the carol wrapped me, and I held, as if by their hands, my comrades in the night, and the voice of my spirit tallied the song of the bird. Come, lovely and soothing death, undulate round the world, serenely arriving, arriving in the day, in the night, to all, to each, sooner or later. Delicate death. Praised be the fathomless universe, for life and joy, and for objects and knowledge curious, and for love, sweet love. But praise, praise, praise for the sure and winding arms of cool enfolding death. Dark mother always gliding near with soft feet, have none chanted for thee a chant of fullest welcome? Then I chant it for thee, I glorify thee above all, I bring thee a song that when thou must indeed come, come unfalteringly. Approach, strong deliveress, when it is so, when thou hast taken them, I joyously sing the dead, lost in the loving, floating ocean of thee, laved in the flood of thy bliss, O death. From me to thee, glad serenades, dances for thee I propose saluting thee, adornments and feastings for thee, and the sights of the open landscape and the high-spread sky are fitting, and life and the fields and the huge and thoughtful night, the night in silence under many a star, the ocean shore and the husky whispering wave whose voice I know, and the soul turning to thee, O vast and well-veiled death, and the body gratefully nestling close to thee. Over the treetops I float thee a song, over the rising and sinking waves, over the myriad fields and the prairies wide, over the dense-packed cities all and the teeming wharves and ways, I float this carol with joy. With joy to thee, O death. To the tally of my soul, loud and strong, kept up the gray-brown bird, with pure, deliberate notes spreading, filling the night. Loud in the pines and cedars dim, clear in the freshness moist and the swamp perfume, and I with my comrades there in the night. While my sight that was bound in my eyes unclosed as to long panoramas of visions, and I saw askant the armies, I saw as in noiseless dreams hundreds of battle flags borne through the smoke of the battles and pierced with missiles, I saw them, and carried hither and yon through the smoke and torn and bloody, and at last but a few shreds left on the staffs, and all in silence, and the staffs all splintered and broken. I saw battle corpses, myriads of them, and the white skeletons of young men. I saw them. I saw the debris, and debris of all the slain soldiers of the war. But I saw they were not as was thought. They themselves were fully at rest. They suffered not. The living remained and suffered. The mother suffered, and the wife and the child and the musing comrade suffered, and the armies that remained suffered. Passing the visions, passing the night, passing, unloosing the hold of my comrades' hands, passing the song of the hermit bird and the tallying song of my soul, victorious song, death's outlet song, yet varying, ever-altering song, as low and wailing, yet clear the notes, rising and falling, flooding the night, sadly sinking and fainting, as warning and warning, and yet again, bursting with joy, covering the earth and filling the spread of the heaven. As that powerful psalm in the night I heard from recesses passing, I leave thee, lilac, with heart-shaped leaves. I leave thee there in the dooryard, blooming, returning with spring. I cease from my song for thee, from my gaze on thee in the west, fronting the west, communing with thee, O comrade, lustrous with silver face in the night. Yet each to keep and all, retrievements out of the night, the song, the wondrous chant of the gray-brown bird, and the tallying chant, the echo aroused in my soul, with a lustrous and drooping star, with a countenance full of woe, with a holder's holding my hand, nearing the call of the bird, comrades mine, and I in the midst, and their memory ever to keep, for the dead I loved so well, for the sweetest, wisest soul of all my days and lands, and this, for his dear sake, lilac and star and bird, twined with the chant of my soul, there in the fragrant pines and the cedars, dusk and dim. O captain, my captain, Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every wreck. The prize we sought is won. The port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting. While follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But oh, heart, 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 all the bleeding drops of red, where on the deck my captain lies, fallen, cold and dead. Oh, Captain, my Captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills, for you bouquets and ribboned wreaths, for you the shores are crowding, for you they call the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Hear, Captain, dear father, this arm beneath your head. It is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My captain does not answer, his lips are pale and still. My father does not feel my arm, he has no pulse nor will. The ship is anchored safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip the victor ship comes in with object won. Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells! But I, with mournful tread, walk the deck my captain lies, fallen, cold and dead. Years of the Modern. Years of the Modern. Years of the Unperformed. Your horizon rises. I see it parting away for more august dramas. I see not America only, not only Liberty's nation, but other nations preparing. I see tremendous entrances and exits, new combinations, the solidarity of races. I see that force advancing with irresistible power on the world stage. Have the old forces, the old wars played their parts? Are the acts suitable to them closed? I see freedom, completely armed and victorious and very haughty, with law on one side and peace on the other. A stupendous trio, all issuing forth against the idea of caste. What historic denouements are these we so rapidly approach? I see men marching and counter-marching by swift millions. I see the frontiers and boundaries of the old aristocracies broken. I see the landmarks of European kings removed. I see this day the people beginning their landmarks. All others give way. Never were such sharp questions asked as this day. Never was average man, his soul more energetic, more like a god. Lo, how he urges and urges, leaving the masses no rest. His daring foot is on land and sea everywhere. He colonizes the Pacific, the archipelagos, with the steamship, the electric telegraph, the newspaper, the wholesale engines of war. With these and the world's spreading factories, he interlinks all geography, all lands. What whispers are these, O lands, running ahead of you, passing under the seas? Are all nations communing? Is there going to be but one heart to the globe? Is humanity forming en masse? For lo, tyrants tremble, crowns grow dim. The earth restive confronts a new era, perhaps a general divine war. No one knows what will happen next. Such portents fill the days and nights. Years prophetical? The space ahead as I walk, as I vainly try to pierce it is full of phantoms. Unborn deeds, things soon to be, project their shapes around me. This incredible rush and heat, this strange ecstatic fever of dreams. Oh, years! Your dreams, oh, years! How they penetrate through me. I know not whether I sleep or wake. The performed America and Europe grow dim, retiring in shadows behind me. The unperformed, more gigantic than ever. Advance! Advance upon me! So long. To conclude, I announce what comes after me. I remember I said before my leave sprang at all, I would raise my voice jocund and strong with reference to consummations. When America does what was promised, when through these states walk 100 millions of superb persons, when the rest part away for superb persons and contribute to them, when breeds of the most perfect mothers denote America, then to me and mine are due fruition. I have pressed through in my own right. I have sung the body and the soul. War and peace have I sung, and the songs of life and death, and the songs of birth, and shown that there are many births. I have offered my style to everyone. I have journeyed with confident step. While my pleasure is yet at the full, I whisper, so long, and take the young woman's hand and the young man's hand for the last time. I announce natural persons to arise. I announce justice triumphant. I announce uncompromising liberty and equality. I announce the justification of candor and the justification of pride. I announce that the identity of these states is a single identity only. I announce the union more and more compact, indissoluble. I announce splendors and majesties to make all the previous politics of the earth insignificant. I announce adhesiveness. I say it shall be limitless, unloosened. I say you shall yet find the friend you are looking for. I announce a man or woman coming. Perhaps you are the one. So long. I announce the great individual, fluid as nature, chaste, affectionate, compassionate, fully armed. I announce a life that shall be copious, vehement, spiritual, bold. I announce an end that shall lightly and joyfully meet its translation. I announce myriads of youths, beautiful, gigantic, sweet-blooded. I announce a race of splendid and savage old men. Oh, thicker and faster. So long. Oh, crowding too close upon me. I foresee too much. It means more than I thought. It appears to me. I am dying. Hasten, throat, and sound your last. Salute me. Salute the days once more. Peal the old cry once more. Screaming electric, the atmosphere using, at random glancing, each as I notice absorbing, swiftly on, but a little while alighting, curious enveloped messages delivering, sparkles hot, seed ethereal down in the dirt dropping. Myself unknowing, my commission obeying, to question it never daring, to ages and ages yet the growth of the seed leading, to troops out of the war arising, they the tasks I have set promulging, to women certain whispers of myself bequeathing, their affection me more clearly explaining, to young men my problems offering. No dallier I, the muscle of their brains crying. So I pass, a little time vocal, visible, contrary. Afterward, a melodious echo, passionately bent for, death making me really undying. The best of me then, when no longer visible, for toward that I have been incessantly preparing. What is there more than I lag and pause and crouch, extended with unshut mouth? Is there a single final farewell? My songs cease. I abandon them. From behind the screen where I hid, I advance personally, solely to you. Camarado, this is no book. Who touches this? Touches a man? Is it night? Are we here together alone? It is I you hold and who holds you. I spring from the pages into your arms. Decease calls me forth. Oh, how your fingers drowse me. Your breath falls upon me like dew. Your pulse lulls the tympans of my ears. I feel immersed from head to foot. Delicious. Enough. Enough, O deed impromptu and secret. Enough, O gliding present. Enough, O summed up past. Dear friend, whoever you are, take this kiss. I give it especially to you. Do not forget me. I feel like one who has done work for the day to retire a while. I receive now again of my many translations from my avataras ascending, while others doubtless await me. An unknown sphere, more real than I dreamed, more direct, darts awakening rays about me. So long. Remember my words, I may again return. I love you. I depart from materials. I am as one disembodied, triumphant, dead!